I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Charges have been dropped against a Georgia state senator and 14 others arrested while protesting at the state capitol. Senator Nakima Williams of Atlanta is also chairwoman of the state Democratic Party. She was arrested in November while calling for uncounted ballots from the midterm election to be tallied. Authorities say the demonstration was cleared after multiple warnings because rules prohibit chanting or yelling while the legislature is in session. Williams said she is considering suing Capitol Police over her arrest. Stacey Abrams, Fair Fight Action, is donating $10,000 each to 11 abortion rights organizations, including the ACLU of Georgia, NARL Pro-Choice Georgia, and Planned Parenthood Southeast Advocates. Fair Fight Action was created by the former Democratic gubernatorial candidate. She's been a vocal critic of Georgia's recently passed abortion ban. And Georgia pecan farmers are figuring out the next steps in the recovery from Hurricane Michael after losing $250 million in trees. GPB's Sophia Salaby reports.
Georgia is traditionally the nation's largest pecan-producing state. Last year, though, New Mexico topped the country. That's because Hurricane Michael wiped out over 15% of the state's pecan acreage. However, that loss has led some farmers to invest in better trees. Martin Adams is vice president of the Georgia Pecan Growers Association. He says in the long run, there could be a silver lining in losing so many older trees.
There is always good things that come out of bad situations. And yes, every tree that we put in now is a newer variety, which is more resistant to disease and has a potential of increasing your yield.
Though the recovery won't be immediate, Adams says it will take at least a decade for the trees to become mature enough to harvest. For GPB News, I'm Sophia Salaby in Atlanta.
Downtown Augusta is booming thanks to the Georgia Cyber Center. It's part of an effort to turn Augusta into a cyber technology hub, and residents are already seeing the difference.
And nobody wants to hear the word gentrification happen in their neighborhood, but some of these developers are buying up multiple properties, tearing down dilapidated houses and creating kind of an economic boom.
Find out more tomorrow on Morning Edition, Here and Now, and All Things Considered. A federal judge has dismissed civil rights claims against former DeKalb County Police Officer Robert Olson in connection with the shooting death of an unarmed, mentally ill veteran in 2015. Olson, who is white, shot and killed Anthony Hill, a black veteran who was bipolar and suffered from post-traumatic stress disorder. The federal judge ruled that the county's training on use of force and interactions with mentally ill people followed best law enforcement practices. And in sports, the Braves defeated the Pirates last night, 13-7. Atlanta and Pittsburgh square off again this evening at SunTrust Park. First pitch is set for 7:20 p.m. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.